The last one, number 5. Hey! Bondage to fashion. Hey! When I say fashion, somebody will look at sisters. Men too. There are men that are in bondage to fashion. Bondage to fashion. Fashion. Bondage to fashion. Immediately I wear one kind of cloth. See, all the clothes what they wear, now that's in the dash me. So sometimes make I wear and make the person wear give me, make him see me with them. Immediately I come like this. Some young brothers, daddy, daddy. So I'm looking. Bill, I say this cloth, this special. Daddy. They will tell you the designer. They will tell you this. They will tell a Christian knows designer of cloth, designer of shoe, designer of waiting. When you put perfume, you pass finish. I say this perfume is Gucci. Gucci. Christian. Some Christians, they bleach men. They bleach. Then they bleach. If not be fashion, the design, when you design your hair for barber saloon, not be fashion with that. Not be, do look, or maybe you think become my own lunch job finish. You know, I told you that a poor man cannot preach prosperity. So person will not get hair. May not talk about barber saloon. Hallelujah. Fashion. 1 John chapter 2. Verse 15, 16, and 17. Fashion is the love of the world and worldly things. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And verse 17. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. And James chapter 4 and verse 4. James chapter 4 and verse 4. I want to stress it here. It calls it, ye adulterers and adulteresses. I've explained this scripture. The adultery here is not fornication. It's not a married man going outside, a married woman going outside. Adultery, that is not what James is talking about. See what he's talking about. He said, you adulterers and adulteresses. He said, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. What he's saying here, that you are supposed to live through to a life of holiness. You mix it with the worldly fashions. He calls you an adulterer. You are adulterating your faith. You are corrupting your faith. And very soon, your identity will die. There is something that some true nationalists have been advocating. They have been advocating that little by little, our languages will soon go extinct. Little by little, everybody, they think it is civilization when you begin to teach your children, you speak only English. And some of them, not even just English, you want them to speak American accents. And so you want them to look like Bintos. You know what is Binto? They have either lived abroad before or they travel abroad regularly, so they will be speaking like people abroad. With Oyibo accent, speaking from their nose. Now, before you know what, hallelujah, you are taking them away from your culture, You are taking them away. They are losing their identity because the American man will still see you as a black man. No matter how much you speak in your nose, he will still look at you. You are a black man. He calls you nigger. He calls you, even if you say you are an American, by whatever means, he will still call you African-American. So before you know what, you have lost your identity. Until you will have your children, they will even ask you their roots. Which village are you from? They don't even know it. They can't say one word in your language. They have lost their identity. Why? You corrupted them with foreign culture. So it is also spiritually. Before you know what, the church allowed themselves to be joined with the world. And before you know what, the world has taken over. Always, the negative is very, very powerful. Before you know what, you have mixed with it. That's why we are warned to be careful of who we associate with. For evil communication corrupts good manners, fashion. And when you do that, the Bible says, you are creating yourself to be an enemy of God. The God of fashion. Fashion. You want to look like the movie star. Your identity, where you pick your influence from, are these worldly people. You have not even seen your Christian sisters. Let me not even say Christian. Nigerian women, sisters. Do you know, they have never traveled even to Cotonou. They have never gone abroad. They have never left this thing. But when you are talking with them, you think you are talking to somebody who studied in America. And sometimes, even in this church, when some of them come for counseling, then they talk, I go to see them. So I'm going to ask you a question. You don't know why they ask you a question. Which school did you go? Which level you reach? Even when they want to scatter the grammar. Some of them think they are speaking English. You know, they are scattering the grammar. When did you come? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Where did he learn it from? Movie. From film. Because all your leisure time na film. You know there are still cinema houses. Cinema. Christians go to watch cinema in this age. They watch cinema. It is pastime. Your boyfriend and your girlfriend, you go for cinema. Christians. And so the language they learn so much from watching film, they have corrupted their Christian faith because the time taken to imbibe all that nonsense spirit is so much that little time is left for your spiritual life. That's why it is enmity with God. God hates it. Because he wants to have fellowship with his children. He cannot have it. He spends so much time in reading nonsense books. Not even anything having to do with your education. Whatever course career you are pursuing. Read nonsense novels and things like that. But to carry Bible to read, you can't read the Bible. That's why it is enmity with God. 5 areas of bondage. And if you are in any form of bondage, there is solution. Oh, there is solution. Isaiah 61. Okay, let's read it. Luke chapter 4. Let's read Luke chapter 4. Luke chapter 4 from verse 16. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ went to the temple. Verse 16. And he came to Nazareth where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And that is Isaiah 61, where I wanted us to read before. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives," those in bondage, "and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, and finally, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." And he closed the book and gave it again to the minister and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, "This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears." Which scripture? Which scripture? The scripture that of the promise of God to release people who are in bondage is fulfilled through the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. Any bondage you are in, any form of bondage that you are in, he alone has the power to deliver you. If you will submit yourself to him. This is the reason. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14 and verse 15. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14 and verse 15. "For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil," verse 15, "and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage." The fear that you have that is making you not to take a stand for Christ, he has already settled that fear. His disciples asked him, "We have forsaken all. What is our reward?" He answered them, "In the regeneration, when the Son of Man will sit on his throne, you who are forsaking all to follow him, there is a reward. You will also sit upon the 12 tribes of Israel, judging them. You are not forsaking it to suffer. You are forsaking it to a glory. Eyes have not seen. Ear has not heard." Apostle Paul says so. What is awaiting? What God has prepared for them that love his coming? He says, the sufferings of this world cannot be compared. Oh, glory be to God. To the glory that is awaiting us. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The sufferings of this world cannot be compared. The problem is you lack revelation. And what gives that spirit of boldness is revelation. It's revelation. Revelation. Hallelujah. Pastor Weston was telling me when we were discussing with him, I said, I discovered that people find it difficult to leave a church. I said, I can't reason it. And he told me, he said, "Brother Moses, you know, God just made you different. God just made you different. You don't know what people are going through." I said, "Going through like how?" "Freely. I came to a church. Sit down. We not sign agreement. We not do anything. Then for me to come out now, I not fit. The pastor of that church is a witch. And you have been bewitched and you don't know it." So, you certainly there's a problem. Why will you come to Bride Assembly? I'm pastoring a church. I see some people who leave this church and they want to make it look as if they go pay you as they go now. I will just look and say, which one is this one? You come and you go. Hey, you, freely you come, freely you go. And if there's anybody in this church that you are not enjoying fellowship in this church, but you cannot go, I am telling you, your own bondage pass the one for denomination. Because here, I have released you. I will not curse you. And I will not even fight you. In fact, I have learned, because we are maturing, no matter what offense you commit, I have learned to be careful because you may repent and want to come back. I give room. And all the ministers that left here to go, almost all of them, my minister said, you can bear me witness. There's a statement I always make when I'm praying for them. I say, may your ministry be better than my own. And I add another one. Please, as you are going, in case you jam trouble and you want to come back, you are free to come back. What are we struggling for? Let nobody bind you to any church. Now, if you have to leave a church, the only reason why it may be difficult for you to leave is if you leave, you are going to create a vacuum that can affect the fellowship. Maybe you are in charge of something that is very important, and there is no replacement, and you are going. It is only normal that you plan your exit and make sure you train and bring up somebody that where you live, it will not be affected. I mean, I believe that is the proper thing to do. But you know they're in charge of anything. You know they be in charge of any. Even if you're in charge, on a day five, we're there for that department. So why? What is your problem? So many of you here know, some people here that left, they left this church, and then after some time, they come back. Some of them come back to meet me. Pastor, I've been seeking appointment to see you since. I have come back. I'm going to say, I don't understand you. I've come back to fellowship. I just want to tell you I have come back. I say, I don't understand you. So what do you want me to do? We don't get registered with the right name. So what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? In this church, everybody makes his calling and election. Sure. Your position is determined by the gift you have and the willingness to use it. If you are gifted, you find yourself. We have so many groups where you fit in, find a place and fit in where you think if you are here, you will serve God. I'm talking about freedom. He gave us freedom. Total freedom. Total freedom. You can hold a Hebrew slave for only so long in Exodus 21. If you read it from verse 1. For 6 years, the seventh year is a year of jubilee, freedom. And once that freedom is pronounced, nothing can hold you again. Nothing can hold you again, Hebrew slave. Nothing can hold you. Nothing can hold you again. When this freedom is guaranteed, why are you still in bondage? What are you afraid of? You can't curse me. I told my pastor face to face, the one I spent 5 years, I told him, Pastor, every time when I preach for this church, every time, no wear high heel shoe, no wear no cross gutter, no palm your hair, no put attachment, no do this one. I say, Pastor, I have looked. All our sisters, nobody they palm hair, nobody they wear high heel, nobody they wear a ring, nobody they paint the face, they don't drop palm. What next? What next now? We don't drop palm. Finish. Every day they repeat the same thing. The gospel not pass this one. Brother Moses, take it easy. You know there are people that are still coming up. I said, but you have to feed both the sheep and the lamb. Face them. See, you are joking with your eternal destination. The only man that I have regard for is the man Jesus. Because he's the only one that paid the price for me. My pastor that I willingly went and subjected myself to, he cannot all of a sudden become my Lord and my God. Brother Moses, you know your own is different. It's because of your military background. I know generals that are in those bondage. When it comes to religion, no military there. Then those churches, they can't come out. Because he's a knight of Saint Lumumba. A bondage. Syrup bondage. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The spirit, the liberty that was projected. Romans chapter 8, verse 15. Romans chapter 8. Hallelujah. Verse 14. And that's where, listen. He said, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, not by their pastor. The pastor is only a guide to make sure that you are walking by the Spirit. He's a shepherd. He's not a Lord. He's not a Lord. I am only your guide. I am only to guide you to make sure that you allow the Spirit of God that is in you to lead you. I don't know if somebody is understanding this statement. Because there are pastors here. We cannot be lords over God's inheritance. We can't. We are only guides. We are only guides to make sure that people, you know, don't go off and they are led by the Spirit of God. Verse 15. Verse 14 says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. That is the evidence. When he says stay, you stay. Verse 15. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. Christ has declared a liberty. But you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Not fear again. Don't be afraid of anything concerning your eternal destination. No matter what it will cost you, they were beating the disciples because they left their Pharisee denomination. They left their Sadducee denomination. They will gather them. They will put them into prison. They will beat them. Parents were rejecting their children. And all the confusion that was going on, but they had the spirit of boldness to stand for their faith. Irrespective of what it will cost them. That is the spirit we receive. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And where the spirit of the Lord is, there is what? There is liberty. There is liberty. Where the evidence of that the spirit that is in you is, there is liberty. Liberty to choose what should be done. Liberty. Liberty to worship God the best you can. The only thing is, make sure you don't use your liberty for an occasion to stumble another brother, another sister. The Bible teaches also. You should feel free, especially, I'm saying this, in the course of progression of revelation. Every revelation you have, every revelation you have demands a response. Every true revelation you have, there must be a response. You must respond to it. You must respond to it. Yes. The day you discover that where you are worshiping, according to the scripture, some churches are family businesses. And you suddenly discover that now this mommy and daddy for this church will be their commodity of trade. Though. If not, why not only them, the minister? Why other family people are not in charge of something or the other in the church? Why is it mommy and daddy? If you suddenly have that revelation, there will be a response. One of it is you will go and face them. Why is it like this? And you will tell them, oh, now when I get the church, say, hey, now church of God I look for. You don't see me again. Of course, they will threaten you. They will threaten you. There must be five-fold ministry. How can people gather like this and God will use only one man? Why are other gifts killed and only one man, his own, is promoted? And yet, every gift that you have, you will give account of it, what you did with that gift. Why will you remain in a church where there's no liberty to use your gift? Why? So there will be a response. You will check out of that church without looking back, without formality. Eh? Brother Christopher from Chad, you were in one church.
I left it.
You see? And you were pastoring the church.
Yeah.
And then my brother, I forgot your name, from
another
Chad.
Pastor too.
Eh? You too. You got to know this message through Pastor Christopher.
Yes.
You are also, you were their missionary. I understand you were their missionary.
Yes, I'm a missionary.
They were sending you up and down.
Yes, the last country I came from, Niger Republic.
Niger Republic. Yes. That's where they sent you to.
Yes.
And now suddenly, through Brother Christopher.
Yes, I discovered that I need to change my baptism water.
You see? And that is what you came here now to do.
Yes.
Oh, praise the Lord. There must be a response. There must be response. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you don't... The response comes with boldness. I sit down there. And then you are in a church. You don't like it. Some of you are even here. You know you are not flowing. Something they annoy you here. You'll be grumbling to everybody. Grumbling, go now. You know, go. Stay and enjoy fellowship. You know, enjoy. Your case is serious. And some of you will come to my office. And then you are finishing your church before me. Finishing all the bad things. And then I'll be looking at you. Excuse me, so what did you come here for? Because you have problems. If you don't like it, get out. Do you know what you are joking with? You are joking with your eternal life. See, no man can take you to heaven and let no man stop you from going to heaven. The only man that we know, there's one mediator between God and man. Who is he? The Bible said the man, Jesus. And him alone I will listen to. Him alone. Him alone I will listen to. Don't let prophecy take you out of any church. Hey, God said a lot. You better get out of bright. Get out of mountain of fire. Now lie, yo. It may be Satan that wants to finish you. If you remain in that church, he cannot get you. So he wants you to come out first. When you come out of that umbrella, then he can strike. Because he knows as long as you are there, power must change hand program day on. 90 days dry fasting day on. Every time fasting, cannot get you. He will go to one false prophet. Hey, thus said the Lord, come out. Don't use prophecy. If God calls you and he wants to send you anywhere, prophecy will only confirm what you have already received. Leave this church. Even if you have a dream, don't act on that dream until somebody else confirms it to you. Because Satan can come and manipulate a dream for you. So I'm just saying these things that there is solution. Let me add another thing. Because we're talking about spirit here. He said, them that are led by the Spirit, he said, they are the sons of God. Now listen. When you come to Christ, the Bible tells us that we are heirs of God. Joint heirs with Christ Jesus. You are a son. Who is a heir? A heir is the one that will take over. Everything the Father has belongs to you. Now wait. In a house, hallelujah, there are two groups of people there in the kingdom, in that great house. We have servants that are only hirelings. They have no inheritance over there in the compound, there in the house, there in the family. He's depending on his wages. But he has been given, you know, a ministry where he will be serving. Then there is also the son. The son also. The father can also call the son and give him a responsibility. So these are two servants of the master. Let the servant, who are the ministers, all of them will come. But they are two different people. Now, because of their origin, the way they will serve God, the way they will serve the master, will also be different. Now, the other one has a spirit of bondage because he is a hireling. He is a slave. He has no part in the kingdom. But the son is a heir. So see where the direction of their service now. This, I am talking about the two groups of servants of God in the church. One is led by a spirit of bondage. The action you take is actually the action, the way you serve God. That is how one that has no inheritance, he serves. The one that is a servant only, he is busy thinking of how he will acquire while in the service. His own is what he can achieve, what he can acquire. When he gets, I have seen pastors that will come and be given testimonies. When this ministry started, I know I was wearing palm sandals. I was living, in fact, I was squatting with somebody. But now, since I started this ministry, but now, go there, I have the best house in my village. Go here, I have designer cloth. I have designer car. I have 5, 6, 7 cars in my house. I live in so place. Testimony of a minister of God. Testimony of a minister of God, that the achievement you achieved since you came into the ministry is worldly achievement. I can tell you something, it is a spirit of bondage. He is a slave. He has no part in the inheritance of that kingdom. Because the son, he will be walking, knowing that the father is going to leave a will. So he works not to acquire, he works to please the father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is working because there is a will that the father will leave. So that the father will live, I said this several times before. Look at me here. I have never gone to do any fasting for more power, for more anointing. I have never, since I started ministry. But I fast regularly. You know what? It is just self-consecration. Because I know if I can live a life pleasing before God, he will give me all the grace that I need. And I'm busy studying the Bible, studying the Word. I carry books. I go to the camp. I stay there. I am just reading and studying. Pastor Paul saw my eye. Now, Apollo catch me that time. He said, "You sure say, not be too much reading, I'll tackle your eye." So I said, "Not be too much reading." But I study. I study. Why? I want to make sure I live a life that is pleasing before God. Our type, therefore, we don't bother killing ourselves to acquire until every day. All of you, where's prophet's offering? Where's prophet offering? Man must work. All manner of things they do. Let me tell you. Hallelujah. Well, you have known enough. If you have been long enough in this church, God will help you know who is your pastor. But I'm just telling you this thing. And that must be the testimony of every true Christian. All this one about going to the mountain, try fasting. I always say something. I will sit down. I have had calls to even discuss one time with Pastor Francis, a particular minister that is always on fasting, always on fasting. And then we say, with the level that this minister, you know, is always fasting, we expected that his ministry will be something else. But we don't see tingling grace, tingling, but see and try they go. What happened? Power must change hands. It's not so. If God call you, he call you for a purpose. Hallelujah. Make sure your will is buried in his will. Subject yourself to him. Make sure you live a life pleasing before him. May be faithful. It is required of servants that we should be faithful. Our own is be faithful unto him. All this material acquisition, they will come. They will come. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness. Hallelujah. All other things shall be added. Let's serve in the name of the Lord. I don't talk too much. I'll continue next week. Can we stand up? I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back.
No turning back.
No turning back. Hallelujah. I have decided
to follow Jesus.
I have close your eyes and use 2 minutes to take this prayer. Lord, any form of bondage I am in, release me. Release me. Release me. I want to flow in the liberty that you have proclaimed for me. Lord, release me. Lord, release me. I need you.
I call
you. I need you, Papa. prayer.